My friend is here. Beulah Lockwood, Pastor Beulah Lockwood, is here. He's with American Liberty, with BeulahLockwood.com, American Liberty with BeulahLockwood.com. He's a radio host, teacher, pastor of Our Park Church of Christ, and the author of Ezekiel, the Watchman of Israel. And so many things I want to talk with Bill about today. Bill, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Jesse. How are you today?
All is well, sir. How are you?
I'm very good. Good to be with you again.
Thank you. Is it cold in Texas?
It is. It's cold right here. It is about 25 degrees this morning. That's cold for me.
That would be cold for me, too. Yeah. I can barely handle it when it goes down to 50 in California.
That's right. When it gets below 60, I get chilled.
A lot of stuff to talk about today, Bill.
Yes,
and,
sir.
One is the environmentalists. They say something about global warming. They're trying to bring that back now. This woman in New York, this new congresswoman, Ocasio-Cortez, or whatever her name is, she's into that. And in around the country, the weather seemed to have its own life, its own thing. It get cold, it get hot, it get warm, it snow, it doesn't snow. What do you think about the left bringing that up again?
Well, you know what? Ocasio-Cortez was simply repeating the United Nations. They had a conference in Poland in December, in which they came out very, very boldly, and they were talking about transforming the entire world's economy because of the extreme danger of climate change. And they even said we only have about 15 more years to live in this kind of world that we have. And so that's where she was picking up the 15 years from. That sounded kind of nutty coming from her, but that actually came out of the United Nations conference. It was called the COP24 conference. And so they had a lot of big wigs from around the world, all of them socialists, who basically stated that we have to transform the entire economy. Number two, we need to take over $100 billion, that's billion with a B, from the Western world and send it over to third world countries in reparations for all that we've done and the damage to the climate that we've caused, and to help them restart their economies and so forth. So, and also then, of course, change the way that we live. That is just to absolutely change everything about the way that we manage our lives.
When I was growing up, I never imagined that one day we would have the type of people we have in government today, and especially on the Democrat side. I'm surprised how weak the right of Republicans are, too. But on the Democrat side, they have elected a bunch of nutcases, just apparently illogical, crazy mentalities. How did that happen?
Well, you know what? I'm not surprised. I was fortunate enough, Jesse, to grow up in a family that where my parents, my grandparents, were very studious on biblical issues and recognized that socialism is against biblical values, and saw that we were going in the socialist direction from about the 1920s on. And so my grandmother she had warned us back then. She said, this is coming, and it's coming in your day. And, we're going to be in a socialistic nation the way it looks. I kind of grew up, I cut my teeth on some of that kind of material, and they would have me read materials and that kind of thing, whether it be about the United Nations or about the socialists from FDR and even back to Woodrow Wilson and the socialistic plans they had for America. So I'm not surprised. I am a little bit shocked that it would come so quickly, but I think that has happened primarily because of Barack Obama. He came into office, and he basically is a socialist and a Marxist, and he really transformed the American, the mind of people in America. So they kind of, everybody's taking their covers off and their masks off, and they're running with it now.
And so are we going all the way with this, or will it turn around with this country? I mean, you don't know for sure, I guess, but do you predict that we will become a socialist country?
Well, I hope not, Jesse, but we already are really. We're already a socialist nation, honestly. When we think about our federal budget, the deficits that we have, and the federal budget where we have 75 to 80% is wealth redistribution, whether we call it food stamps, whether we call it housing, Section 8 housing, whether we call it assistance in schools, whether poor families, foods, anything that you can think of, any assistance is really wealth redistribution. So we already are already on that track. But now, of course, they're trying to take the whole medical, the entire medical industry and turn it also into a socialistic nightmare as well. And if Kamala Harris gets her way, then that's exactly what will happen.
I'm going to ask you about her, Kamala Harris. I'm just stunned that the Democrats will even consider a person like that, who is just evil to the core, that she doesn't have an honest bone in her body. And yet she's, and I think it's because she's black and female that she's becoming one of their favorite runners for the president. Why? I mean, what would happen if she get, it'd be more Obama, even worse, I think.
Oh, yeah, I think so. I mean, she's promised to take away our guns, to take away our freedom, the free market, to take away our cars, you know, because we're going to be taxed so heavily for carbon emissions. She promises to take away the housing that we have, the doctor, she promises to take away your doctor, all of those things. And boy, that's, and then Democrats just love that. So that's where we are with it. But basically social. But, you know, Jesse, it's important to note that the principles that they're following today were laid out long ago by Woodrow Wilson and FDR. They laid these things out when we changed our nation into a welfare state nation, which is basically what we are. Then really there's no stopping it, because the imagination of a liberal is as far as they'll go. And how far is that? Well, it takes it all the way. So all we're arguing about at this point is how much socialism we're going to have. And that's where we are.
And the more we accept, the worse it gets, the more they push for. So it's like evil. If you allow evil to happen in your life and you don't overcome it, it just gets worse and worse until it destroys you.
Right, and that's what's happening in our nation. You know, we've already seen it erode the values of American people. It's eroded the values of the black community, other minority communities. It's simply eroded those values. And it does so over a period of time. That's why socialism always works. It just absolutely eats away. It corrodes the value system over a period of time, because it is a corrupt system, and it is a system that is based upon theft, stealing. And that's when you can't have that, and people benefit from that, and at the same time maintain any kind of value system that is aligned with the Bible.
I remember when black men were in charge, were leading the black family and the community and the schools and everything, things were fine. We had little issues, you know, but men and boys grew up working. They were less likely to have sex out of wedlock. They were less likely to leave their families. They built businesses and communities. And there would be no way that socialism would come in when those men were in control. And then once the men became weak under Lyndon B. Johnson, supported by the so-called civil rights movement, and they turned their families over to the government and to the corrupt leadership, the black women start to take over, and look like everything that could not get in prior, like homosexuality, abortion, welfare, all that came in when the women took over, because the men were not allowed to happen. Look like I'm seeing the same thing happen to my country, as the women are taking over everything that's evil and everything that's wrong is becoming the norm in our country. Am I seeing it wrong?
No, I don't think you're seeing it wrong. There are a lot of good women, but at the same time, that's right. When women take the leadership position in the home, for example, and raise the children, which is apart from God's plan, then we are going to have major problems. And that's not only happening in the home; that's happening in society; that's happening across the board. And we don't have strong male leadership. I've said for years, the lack of strong male leadership is really our demise in the home and the country. And we just don't have people that are standing up.
I saw it go down that way in the black community, and it just got worse, and it still is getting worse as the black women are taking over. The churches are being destroyed. The schools are being destroyed. The playground are being destroyed. The paint is dropping off the homes. You can't even keep the paint on the house. So when you say there are good women, is there just something you need to say? Where are they?
Well, no.
Is there something you need to say so that you don't be attacked? Because I'm not seeing the good women. Even the women on the Republican side, they tend to go liberal in times, you know, with certain things.
Well, maybe so. I mean, you know, a lot of them do. I don't know. I don't need to say that, but I do believe they're good women.
Where are they?
Well, as far as in the government is concerned?
Yes.
Well, I think Michelle Bachmann, for example, who's no longer in the government, so she was a strong, and I think she was a great woman.
And they hated her.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right. That's right. They hated her completely. So, you know, there are women like that that I always appreciated.
I did, too. I love that woman. You're absolutely right. I forgot about her because I haven't seen her in a long time. But they don't make them like that anymore.
Well, that's right. There are not too many of them, are there?
Are there any now?
Oh, I certainly hope that there are. I mean, I
do you
I don't
know of any?
Well, I haven't scanned the politics as carefully as maybe I should, but certainly there are some.